Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The third, the final, the best, the money hour. The Rob Brown Show starts right now. This is the Fan Upstate. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. It is great to be with you. I am Rob the Weenus Brown. He is Lonzo the Pit. Great one. Great to have you guys with us. Hope you're enjoying the show. Hope you enjoy your Thursday. Coming up in about 19 minutes, Fight Club with Lonzo. Be breaking down this year's Royal Rumble. That is this Saturday evening. Tell you a little bit more about that watch along I'm going to try to pull off on Saturday. If you don't have plans already, turn on the old laptop and let's watch some wrestling together, shall we? Why not? I think it'd be fun. All right, got a couple of things I want to get into here before we get to Fight Club and then get to the end of the radio broadcast. Last thing, I want to say one more thing about the AFC title game because I realize now I never really got Lonzo's thoughts on this because I am an egomaniacal jerk. Andy Reid was asked. In fact, if you don't mind, Zoe, I'll go back to that clip one more time. Andy Reid was asked about Patrick Mahomes' status for this weekend. This is clip number 4E, and Andy Reid said this.
Yeah, he feels better than he did the last couple of weeks, so that that move looked like it worked to this point. And then, again, we'll just see how he does every day here, and he seems to be in a good place.
So, Patrick Mahomes was asked earlier this week how he felt. He said, I'm 100%, I'm good, I'm ready to go. Andy Reid was asked about Patrick Mahomes' health. Andy Reid said, quote, he felt better than he's felt the last couple of weeks. Now, I'm going to give Andy Reid the benefit of the doubt and assume that what Andy Reid meant to say was he's felt better than he's felt the last couple of days. Because there's exactly a negative 80% chance that Patrick Mahomes got a high ankle sprain on Sunday and then felt better than he had the last couple of weeks. No. No. Unless he just had like extreme bubble guts the last couple of weeks that just wouldn't leave him alone. Then no, he does not feel better yesterday than he's felt the last couple of weeks. So I'll assume that he meant days. And he also said that that move was a good one. And of course, the move he was talking about was raising it, icing it, compressing it, and elevating it. Rice. R-I-C-E. Even if Mahomes is good to go this weekend against Joey B in the Bengals, I'm going to say, A, Lonzo, and then I want you, as an analyst and a Chiefs fan, I want you to respond. Number one, I suspect there's about a 0.0% chance that Patrick Mahomes is anywhere near 100%. B, Andy Reid is going to have to be very, very smart about crafting this game plan to protect Patrick Mahomes. And C, while Patrick Mahomes, even on a flat tire, still absolutely does give you a better opportunity to win the game than Chad Henne does, your likelihood of winning the game, while it still may very well be more than 50%, comes down just a little bit. Is there any part of you that disputes that, Zoe? And as a Chiefs fan, how nervous are you based on just the knowledge of the injury that Patrick Mahomes sustained?
I am less worried about the injury as I am worried about Cincinnati's defense. That's really what it comes to. My fandom was put in question yesterday, by the way, which I thought was hilarious.
Really?
Because I said that I'm worried that Cincinnati's going to win this game. Well, you're not really a fan. And I had to say what I've said many times to other people, especially on this station, you don't define who I am as a fan. You know what being realistic is going, okay, this team has beat the team that we pull for the last three times they played them, including last year's AFC Championship game. So I'm more nervous about the game itself, and it comes down to who has the ball last. That's what happened last time, or last time they were in the AFC Championship game. We'll see what happens this time.
So, as mentioned, first and foremost, I saw this on Twitter earlier. Apparently, Cincinnati fans have started making jokes calling Arrowhead Burrowhead Stadium.
Yeah.
Because he owns it.
Yeah. Travis Kelce mentioned this on his podcast with his brother.
What has he said about Patrick? Anything?
I haven't heard the entire podcast.
Okay.
But from what I've heard so far, he's fine. The other thing is they did address what Trevor Lawrence said about the crowd. And Travis Kelce said something that I believe and other people dispute. Travis Kelce said, that's just more bulletin board material when you say that kind of stuff. And then, if I recall, in order, he brought up his brother brought up what they're calling Arrowhead now.
Yeah.
So, again, you think these professional players don't look at what other people say? They absolutely do. And it will fire them up a little bit more. And it's gotten back to the Chiefs, and they're not happy about it. Will that help them? Will that give them that little push of adrenaline that they need to overcome what is sometimes a Cincinnati being favored, sometimes Kansas City being favored? I don't know what it is right now, but it's been going back and forth. And the fact that Patrick just walked off the stage at a press conference or whatever will probably make those odds shift again.
As it stands right now, and I did see the end of that presser and him walking out, I will also tell you that there were numerous reports from reporters that were at practice yesterday saying that Mahomes was not limping, but it was also obvious that he was concentrating on not showing a limp. Because look, even at the end of the day, Patrick Mahomes is not going to show weakness to the Cincinnati Burrows this game.
You definitely don't want to give that away to the other team.
Correct. That you don't want to put any more blood in the water.
The best thing to do is turn that limp into a pimp. It works every time. I'm telling you.
Get that gangsta walk.
Yeah, son. Absolutely.
Been hit with a few shells, but I don't walk with a limp. I might.
If you see me walking like I used to walk back in the neighborhood, I'm hurting.
That shoulder just keep popping back. By the way, that was a 50 Cent lyric, in case you wondered if there's any sound I won't go to, any lyrics I won't get. Hell yeah, there is definitely not. All right, so anyway, put that AFC Championship game to bed. Let's talk about the NFC Championship game. San Francisco, 2.5-point dogs on the road at Philly. Remember, you get 3 for being the home team, which means that Vegas believes that Philly's a half point better than San Francisco. Excuse me, that San Francisco's a half point better than Philly coming into this game. Let's go to clip number 3. This is Deebo Samuels, all-around athlete and superstar for the San Francisco 49ers, asked about playing in Philly in front of drunk-ass Philly fans.
We know it's going to be loud, but no stadium is as loud as ours. But at the end of the day, you know, they're at home, NFC Championship, they're going to be all riled up. And, you know, we don't really feed into all that. You know, we put the pads on and just go to work.
Debo says, I ain't scared. We play in the loudest stadium in the NFL. Now, first off, that is verifiably untrue.
Yeah, he doesn't.
All right? Verifiably untrue. Measured decibel meters, it's Kansas City. It's Arrowhead. I'm not saying the Bay's not as loud as my stadium down in New Orleans, Louisiana, but the Superdome, I suspect, rivals it. Okay? Philly, in the past, I don't think would have been on that list. Philly this year? Probably. And considering that this game is something that Philly fans have been waiting for since, I don't know, Doug Peterson got let go. And considering the way that Jalen's been playing, getting that offense geared up, and considering the fact that Philly fans are the worst, I suspect that Lincoln Financial is going to be absolutely rocking. Now, the good news for San Francisco is that the NFC drew the early game, and this game will be at 3 in the afternoon instead of 6:30 at night, like the Bengals will be going into Arrowhead when the sun goes down. We'll be grooving when the sun goes down. We'll be feeling all right. Kenny Chesney, just so we get both ends of the spectrum there.
Yeah, I'm glad because I knew it was a lyric, and I'm proud that I didn't know it.
First off, NFL players, like I know that a lot of y'all really enjoy talking the smack. I respect it. At some point, one of y'all is going to have to talk to the rest of y'all about riling up the fans, giving the fans bulletin board material. Like Philly fans probably didn't need it, but you probably also don't want to encourage them, you know? It's like when a child throws a tantrum, what's the best way to handle it? Is to just not respond at all. No matter how loud they get, don't respond until they calm the bleep down. Same thing. This game is interesting to me. I heard a conversation going on yesterday about will Brock Purdy be the first rook quarterback to win a Super Bowl, and you can actually get Vegas odds on that, and they're actually not terrible for the risk. If San Francisco goes to and wins the Super Bowl, San Francisco will go to and win the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, because their defense is redonk. Against Philly, that's going to be interesting. Why? Because Jalen can hurt you with his legs. The other teams that Philly has come up against, as they made their run post the return of Jalen Hurts, as they got the dub last week, the other teams that Philly come up against have already showed that attacking the run game against Philly doesn't work because of Devontae Smith and how good he's been on the outside, because of A.J. Brown and his turning and floating the middle fingers back towards the Tennessee Titans and showing up and showing out. And because of the fact that if you sell out against any one particular aspect of Philly's offense, they will beat you with the other one. Nick Sirianni has done an outstanding job of evolving this offense based on the tools that Jalen Hurts provides. But San Francisco is the best lateral defense they've faced so far. We talked about this all year. The strength of San Francisco to me is their ability to play you defensively left and right. You cannot stretch them, right? A lot of defenses, if you stretch them laterally, you can outrun them at the worst. And at the best, if you stretch them laterally, they have to take resources away from the vertical game. San Francisco does not. They can play anybody laterally, which means you need a quarterback who has that athleticism that you can use as an extra weapon, so that they have to take one of those lateral weapons away to focus in on your quarterback. Jalen Hurts might be the best man left standing at that based on the ankle of Patrick Mahomes. I bounced back and forth on this. I like what Brock Purdy did last week. Had a rough start to the game, bounced back, second half, played very efficient football. The problem with Brock Purdy here is that he can play efficient football. We haven't seen him play excellent football, and I think you're going to need excellent football. The second problem here is I suspect that this is a rest and recovery issue. Christian McCaffrey did not practice yesterday. Sat out practice as the 49ers get ready for the NFC title game this weekend. I don't know what the deal is with McCaffrey. I don't have sources.
You did have that thigh thing on.
Little contusion. Yeah,
yeah.
So my suspicion is this is probably just a rest and recovery thing, right? Like, we know that while he has gotten through the season healthy, McCaffrey is a guy who's susceptible to injury. Let's make sure that we get him as close to a hundo as we can by Sunday. So I suspect that this is just an R&R move. But if Christian McCaffrey is not 100%, or at least whatever 100% is this deep in the season, the pressure goes on Brock Purdy. And if you ask me right now, as much as I like Brock Purdy, by the way, rooting for Brock Purdy. Love the story. Love the story of Mr. Irrelevant. Every year that we celebrate Mr. Irrelevant, I think all of us kind of in the back of our head hope we see the Cinderella story of Mr. Irrelevant one day becoming Mr. Very Relevant.
All right, I've already seen this happen with Ryan Succop. Ryan Succop, even though he's a kicker,
yep,
he's still in the league.
Still very relevant,
too. And he was
too.
Mr. Irrelevant, and he's still kicking game-winning
yep.
field goals.
We love seeing Mr. Irrelevant become a Cinderella story, and I think a lot of us have that soft spot for Brock Purdy and what he's doing right now, yeah? So I'm pulling for Brock Purdy. I'm also pulling for the disappointment of Philadelphia fans. They irk me. All due respect to you Eagles fans out there. I'm pulling for San Francisco. I'm frankly pulling for Christian McCaffrey and Brock Purdy.
I'm also pulling for Bosa.
Yeah. That's just I like Bosa a lot. I do too. All of that being said, if the game comes down to Brock Purdy having to haul this offense up and down the field against Jalen Hurts, I got to lean Philly. I got to lean Philly. Philly is, as we mentioned a second ago, -2.5. So Vegas thinks San Francisco is a half point better. But Lincoln Financial, even in the afternoon, is going to be a very difficult place to play football. Debo can say all he wants about playing the loudest stadium in America in San Francisco, which is not true. The problem with that statement, Debo, understandable as it is that the loudest stadium in America out there in San Francisco is not screaming and hooting and hollering and dog cussing you when you are on offense like they will be Sunday.
And allegedly throwing batteries and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be loud up in Philly. It's going to be loud in KC, too. I think the home field advantage throws a little bit of a kink into the game plan based around a rookie seventh-round draft pick quarterback. I don't want this to be the case, but I think the legend of Brock Purdy comes to its conclusion this weekend, and the Philadelphia Eagles make their return to the Super Bowl.
We didn't pick today. Count it. I don't care. We didn't pick today. As if I mattered if I cared or not. You're still going to count it. Are we picking tomorrow or are we picking today?
Hey, we'll go. I mean, you can pick now if you want to. I just did. I'm taking.
That's why I'm asking, because you just picked. We didn't pick the other game.
I'm taking Cincinnati and Philadelphia this weekend.
All right, so I can't. I've been talking about being worried about Cincinnati all week. I can't do it. I cannot go against the Chiefs. So I'm definitely going with Kansas City, and I'm going with San Francisco for the upset.
I like it. All right.
By the way, you can look at this and go, are these the best four teams in the NFL? Is this how this should have ended up? And I think it kind of is.
It's not.
Well, obviously the number one seeds are there for a reason.
Yep, the number one seeds are there for a reason.
So maybe you look at their opponents more
The only team that I could argue maybe should have been there would have been Buffalo, but they had their crack and they completely collapsed. So, no, I'm going to say the best four teams are still playing.
Yeah, they got whooped.
Yeah, whooped. I'm going to say the best four teams are still playing. I'm going to say the NFL playoffs has the best four teams in the NFL playing this weekend. I will agree with that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a break. When we come back here in just a minute, it's Thursday, and you know what that means. Fight Club. The Great Wind Lonzo takes us through the world of combat sports when we return on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome into the Fight Club, where we come at you like Steph Curry throwing his binky. Velocity, speed. You better duck. You better get out of the way, or you're going to get hit. That's how that works.
You're going to get hit.
You're going to get hit hard. Lots of things to get to, but as Rob was pointing out, WWE Royal Rumble is this Saturday. I hate that they moved their pay-per-views to Saturday. I'm sorry, premium live events to Saturday. Because it disrupts something that I do, and I don't like that. I want to, so I'm in danger of being spoiled. And again, this is a plea. I'm begging you, don't spoil me, which of course is going to be the exact opposite, and I'm going to get spoiled Saturday. Maybe not. Royal Rumble is the only WWE pay-per-view I have ever been to. It was a couple decades ago. I went to Atlanta. It was in their basketball arena, and we were way up in the rafters, but it was amazing. It really was, just to go, because you don't know. That's the thing. You don't really know. I mean, you can kind of guess who you think's going to win. You can kind of, you can look at the signs and see who possibly is going to be surprise entrants. But this year may be different. And we're going to get to that in a moment to get who Rob thinks is going to win and who I think is going to win. But there are other matches on the card, including Bray Wyatt versus LA Knight in a pitch black match. And what's on everyone's mind is, what did Undertaker say to Bray Wyatt?
I think that he asked, "Hey, man, you know how to start a motorcycle? Because I'm kind of struggling right now." Or, "Hey, man, stare at the camera till I figure out how to get this damn thing going." Undertaker was struggling with that motorcycle.
Yeah. But
and it was hilarious.
That always seems to be the case with motorcycles on these kind of things. The only one who doesn't, well, no, I was going to say Steve Austin doesn't have trouble with his four-wheeler, but he has trouble too. They all do. It does not work right in the arena. Did the handlers not gas it up right? I don't know.
I don't know, and I suspect one day in the distant future we'll find out. One of them will do a shoot interview and tell us. What I can say is this.
Maybe Uncle Howdy will tell us.
Maybe. What I can say is this. Obviously, we all want to know what the hell a pitch black batch is.
Yeah, because I don't know. We know it's sponsored. I'm not going to say by who, but it's sponsored. So, yeah. I mean, there's
so,
that.
So I don't know what it means. I do know if they wrestle in the pitch black, it's going to make for terrible television.
Yeah, because we're just going to hear punches and we'll have to, you know, lights come up and we see who won.
Yeah, we've also seen in the past hood matches, you know, where both guys have to put on a solid black hood and then wrestle. That also is just terrible television. But it's also Bray, so I'm like intrigued enough to figure it out, to find out.
So who you got?
Oh, Bray Wyatt. Unless they swerve, because we did have the segment a couple of weeks ago where Uncle Howdy came out and got in LA's face and then hit the Sister Abigail on Bray. So we don't know what that character is all about yet. I will say this. Every iteration of Bray's character I have enjoyed, right? From Husky Harris to The Fiend, every iteration I have enjoyed. But this, in my opinion, has to be the event where we get some level of payoff. I'm not even saying you got to reveal who Uncle Howdy is.
He's got to wrestle, first of all. He has to wrestle.
I'm even okay with a character who wrestles very infrequently. I got no problem with it.
Like Roman Reigns.
But you got to give us some payoff, because this has been going on since the return of Bray, and what have we gotten so far? I remember how hype we were about the White Rabbit teasers and the QR codes that were in random places. Like, that was fun. It was like a little detective mystery. I enjoyed it. But if you don't give us, the worst horror movies are the ones that drag out too far before you get some critical information that kind of pushes the plot. Bray's got to push the plot a little bit this weekend.
Yeah, I agree. I think Bray Wyatt wins, but I think it's actually going to be a match, and it wouldn't be surprised if there's a turn at the end.
I'll give you this. For a match, for a feud that has been very cryptic and not a lot's been given to us, got to get a hell of a lot. LA Knight has grown on me dramatically as a guy since he got turned loose under Triple H.
Well, I watched him dramatically. I watched him a lot on NXT. I always thought he was a pretty good wrestler.
Let me talk to you.
His utterances are annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing.
I love it.
It's it sounds like a problem he needs to get looked at.
I love it.
But the crowd does too. And that's just another version of Steve Austin, except with whatever that cadence is. All right. Another match that's going to be on the Royal Rumble card is Bianca Belair versus Alexa Bliss. I really, really like Bianca Belair, but how quickly do you get tired of a gimmick or someone being on top? And I think crowds now are much less patient than they used to be, going back in the day thing. And I think Bianca's time at the top is done. And I think Alexa Bliss is going to win this match. The question is, will she have help?
So I'll start with the thoughts on Bianca. I get tired of a wrestler when the wrestler gets uninteresting, right? Sometimes a gimmick gets uninteresting. Sometimes a gimmick stays very interesting for a very, very long time. It depends on the wrestler. It depends on the creative, on the booking, the storyline that they put he or she in. Bianca Belair is compelling. I think she's phenomenal. I think she is arguably the best wrestler on the roster right now in the women's division.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I love Bianca Belair.
She can go. Whether the character gets stale or not depends on the story. This is one of those matches that I think you have to do something special for Alexa Bliss, because the difference in physicality between the two is so different that when you look at them wrestling, it is hard to suspend disbelief to believe that Alexa Bliss could just be competitive with Bianca Belair, because she couldn't. So you got to do something wonky here to make it compelling. The minimal involvement of the character that is also tormenting Bray, when those two have their history together, makes this match compelling to me. That being said, I'll take Bianca, but then I will take a very ugly further turn from Alexa Bliss before she ends up making a run to get the belt back.
All right, one more match before we get to the Rumbles themselves. Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens for the Undisputed Universal Championship match. Sammy has been banned from Friday night SmackDown. Will he show up on Friday night SmackDown?
I'm going to say yes. And I'm going to say he comes out and he saves Roman for something, right? He's like, I know you told me not to be here, but I knew that something was going to happen. So, you know, I wasn't going to show myself, but I saved you. And by the way, can we go back to Monday? The trial of Sami Zayn was amazing.
It was.
It was amazing.
It absolutely was.
The trial itself was great. The save from Jey Uso and his defense was incredible. Like, it was a very entertaining segment. Raw went long and they had to scrap the cage match because of it. And I felt awful for Becky and Bayley, because they could have put on a banger in a cage. But that segment going long was worth it. So I think the answer is yes. But the more interesting thing to me is when Roman said to Sammy, do not show up Friday, show up Saturday for the Rumble for your final test. Right? What is that? My guess is Roman charges Sammy with win the Rumble and then lay down for me at Mania. And he loses the Rumble, and now we've got a reason for there to be further turmoil within the bloodline, which makes February 3rd very compelling for me.
Here's what I'm going to do, because I'm not going to put Nerf Wall on the line on this, because of this reason. I'm going to say the thing that we've been waiting to happen, whether it be The Rock show up or Solo turn, or we find out that Sammy and Kevin have been in cahoots all along. I think the Sammy Kevin thing happens, and I think the world gets shocked Saturday and Roman Reigns loses at least one belt. Going back to what you've talked about many times about there being some sort of legal thing happening like on Monday afterwards where he's able to keep the SmackDown belt, but he loses the Raw belt. I think that's what happens.
I don't know. I think the Rumble is interesting because, listen, there's like we all have three or four potential plot lines that play out. They are pushing Cody very hard right now. Cody winning the Rumble and challenging for one of Roman's belts as opposed to both, the only one he said he wanted since he showed back up, gives you a way to separate the two belts at WrestleMania, which is something that they want to happen right now. With the TV rights negotiations coming up, they want a major championship on both brands right now, so that's interesting. The smoke from the rumors that The Rock will be one of the guys that challenges Roman at WrestleMania might require The Rock to be in the Royal Rumble. That would be a big show-up. There is a lot of talk right now that we could get a return of Steve Austin in the ring at the Rumble. All of it centers around finishing up the storyline that's been building around the bloodline. This is why Triple H's creative has made WWE the best it's been in a while. There's 4, 5, 6 different outs here for them. And probably 2 or 3 we don't see yet, and they could go any direction. Now I'm interested, right? Because I got my ideas about what could happen, maybe even what should happen, but I have no idea what's going to. And wrestling is at its best when it's scripted but not predictable.
Yes, and it's very intriguing. All right, let's get to the Rumbles themselves. Men's Rumble. Here are some odds, some Vegas odds. So if you're cracking on wrestling, that's fine. If you don't like it, if it's not your deal, that's fine. But people bet on it, and Vegas loves wrestling. So AJ Styles is at +2,500.
Big number.
Austin Theory also at +2,500. Gunther is at +2,200. Riddle is at +2,000. Rehab should be just about over for him. Drew McIntyre also at +2,000. Kevin Owens +1,600. Now we're going to start getting into this, just a few more. Seth Rollins +800. The Rock +350. Sami Zayn +200. And Cody Rhodes -160.
Yeah, to me, the smart money is...
It's on Cody, for sure.
See, I don't think it is, because... I think it is. Now, I have to go back to...
But you're the better here, and obviously, right. I didn't do too well online, so...
The Cody bet makes sense, right? They're pushing that guy hard. And in the past, we have had some guys like Daniel Bryan, who got a very heavy push and then ended up winning the Rumble and getting their opportunity at Mania. But we've also had a lot of guys who have returned, got their vignettes pushed, and then didn't win because it's a swerve. I think Cody's going to end up with that belt. Cody's not an awful bet. The problem for me is the value at -165, right? Because I got to bet $1.65 to win 100 back. The value there, despite the fact that he is the favorite, he's too much of a favorite for me to put money on there. Because I got to put more on him to justify the bet, knowing that H has swerved us a couple of times already in this. If Vince was in charge, I'm throwing a stack at Cody Rhodes. But because H is, and he's come up with a couple of bigger swerves, I can't do it.
All right, let's go to the women's match, and then we'll finish up Royal Rumble. Ronda Rousey +3,300. Bianca Belair +2,000. Charlotte Flair also at +2,000. Liv Morgan +1,600. Asuka +1,400. Alexa Bliss +600. Raquel Rodriguez +500. Bayley also at +500. Becky Lynch +250. And Rhea Ripley at -115.
This one I'm having a harder time with. I don't see Judgment Day getting split up yet. Right, I do think Edge comes back. I do think Edge starts to torment them again. I think it ultimately leads to an Edge Damian Priest gatekeeper that leads to Edge Finn Balor.
Yeah, Edge in the Rumble, I just believe is going to happen.
I did too.
Yeah.
So Rhea Ripley's a good pick, but she's got even worse odds. Well, better odds for her. Worse odds is a better than Cody. Here's the problem. This is what makes this one interesting. What makes this one interesting is how far apart she is from the second best odds, right? She's -300. I got to bet three stacks to get one back. Raquel Rodriguez, I get a bet one stack to get six back. And we have seen Raquel Rodriguez get a bunch of opportunities, get a bunch of push over the last couple of months. I don't think she's the winner. I'll tell you who's really intriguing to me is Asuka at +900. Bet a stack to get nine back, and we've had a lot of tease from Asuka about her debuting a new character and a heel turn. If you're going to push Asuka under a heel motif that she brought over from Japan, how else to start her than against a babyface Charlotte Flair? Asuka is not my pick to win, but she is the smart bet with the numbers in place.
Well, the other thing about the women's Royal Rumble is they're going to have to bring up some NXT talent and some older talent too. So it'd be interesting to see what they do, because there are a lot of women down on NXT, some that I think can be competitive when they bring them up. I have no idea who's winning it. Let's switch to AEW really quick. I don't know if you saw this. Buddy Matthews did a buckle bomb followed by a curb stomp. Is this a message that he's leaving a WWE? Is this an homage to his old, I don't know how you would phrase it, the guy who he was basically an acolyte to? Or is this just complete and utter coincidence?
I'm going to go coincidence.
One or the other, but one followed up by the other. I mean, it was a direct move. After the buckle bomb, Darby Allin goes down, and he goes for the stomp.
I'll say this. I think that you are seeing, listen, I don't think the forbidden door between AEW and WWE is anywhere close to open. I don't know if it ever will. But I do think you've seen crossover, right? We have seen Seth Rollins refer to Dean Ambrose as Jon Moxley on WWE. We have heard the Road Dogg Jesse James refer to Billy Gunn and have Corey say, yeah, he's doing something with office equipment somewhere, which, by the way, was absolutely hysterical. In fact, on Monday night's Raw is Triple X, which, by the way, bravo WWE. That show was excellently done. And the segment with DX was hysterical. Yeah,
Kurt Angle playing that part, he plays so good. That so well.
And does. Triple H running through, getting guys out and dropping the line. See, booking is hard, right? Yeah, like such a good line.
It was.
Just let H run everything forever. The fact that they're that WWE is letting their guys reference AEW guys and vice versa, on top of the fact that Darby Allin is very clearly willing to literally die on television for our entertainment, a buckle bomb, when delivered right and sold right, looks absolutely devastating. The curb stomp, when delivered right and done right, looks devastating. And Darby being willing to take an ugly bump, combined with the respect and homage back and forth, I'm not reading anything.
All right, I got two more things. Bryan Danielson was beat up by Brian Cage and MJF and was saved by Takeshita. But there was no Blackpool Combat Club to come out and save him. Moxie wasn't there, but you know Wheeler Yuta was there because he came out and said some stuff to MJF later. Blackpool Combat Club and Bryan Danielson, are they just no longer a thing?
Yeah, I think they're just going to kind of quiet phase them out, right? Like, I'm not saying it doesn't work without Regal, but it doesn't work as well.
The Combat Club still exists, but you never see Danielson with them anymore.
Well, you don't see Danielson with them. Kayfabe, Wheeler Yuta hates Bryan Danielson. They've made that abundantly clear, so Yuta didn't come out. Kayfabe, Mox is hurt, so it makes sense he's not there, but where the hell was Cesaro, right? Like, I think they are, it still exists to some degree, but I think it's going to be one of those situations where they just kind of quiet phase it out and just pretend it doesn't exist anymore, because again, it worked really well with Regal, because there was a reason they were connected. Regal worked with Bryan Danielson to make him one of the best wrestlers on planet Earth. Regal loved the violent streak of Jon Mox. Regal appreciated Wheeler Yuta being willing to leave the goofiness of the best friends to come over to a serious faction. It made sense, but they were all centered on William Regal. And then when he left and went to WWE, it's like, okay, why would these guys still hang out? There's not really a reason outside of maybe Cesaro and Mox. So I think it's just a quiet phase out, and that was a way to work on that.
All right, one last thing, because I saw WWE talking about NIL earlier. So if you had a choice, if you're a promising athlete and you have the opportunity to either go to the WWE, sign an NIL with them, or sign one with a college program for football or basketball, which one are you going for?
Like a scholarship?
NIL. An NIL deal.
I mean, if you're NIL, you're already signed somewhere, right? But if you're asking me what I take, if coming out of high school, if I'd have gone WWE scholarship or college football scholarship, I sucked at all the sports. Pretty good actor. I think you know.
Yeah, I think you know where I would go too.
By the way, the Cavender twins, who are the two twins that have millions and millions of followers that left Stanford ball to go play down at Miami for NIL money, just got an NIL contract from WWE. They are now part of the, what is it called? Next Superstar Up program, I think it's called.
It's a good move by their part. I'm surprised AEW hasn't followed
Cash
yet.
Money, sucker. All right, let's take a break, come back, wrap this show up. The Rob Brown Show finishes up. It's Thursday next right here on the Fan Upstate.
Thank you for interpreting. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, real quick, before we get to our trending topics to end the show, we do have a bit of breaking news brought to you by our friends at BetQL. Be a better, better, be smarter, and beat the books with our friends at BetQL. If you are an American soccer fan, this is news that you will want to pay attention to. U.S. Soccer Federation Sporting Director Ernie Stewart has resigned his position. He will depart the organization and return to the Netherlands, where he will join a club that I genuinely, honestly, sincerely cannot pronounce the name of. Stewart will remain with U.S. Soccer until February 15th, where he will try to ensure a smooth transition as U.S. Soccer continues its search for both its next sporting director and its next head coach. He joins U.S. Men's National Team General Manager Brian McBride. McBride decided to move on after serving in that role for the past 3 years, effective January 31st. He did tell U.S. Soccer before the World Cup began, but that information just got made public a handful of days ago. All of this comes on the heels of U.S. Soccer initiating a top-down review of the men's national team program from its sporting director down to its manager and roster. Did have a match last night, lost 2-1 to Serbia, but with a very, very young team, 18 players on the roster who were having their first call-up, if I remember off the top of my head. So they said they were going to do a top-to-bottom review, and we bat leadoff with arguably the two most powerful members of the U.S. Soccer Federation deciding to bail. That is very, very interesting. We will talk about the potential ramifications of that on tomorrow's show.
All right, time for abbreviated Twitter trending topics. The first thing that's trending is Bob Uecker.
Bob freaking Uecker, known to most of you as the longtime radio voice of the Cleveland Indians, more importantly known to the rest of you as that really funny play-by-play guy from the Major League movies. Bob Uecker, just a bit outside. Please tell me after I reference him with some laughs that he didn't die.
It's his birthday. He is 89.
When we get celebrities, it is always either A, that's their birthday, or B, they're dead. And you got a 50% chance of making corny jokes about them.
All right, we got time for one more, and let's go with Dark Chocolate.
Mark Henry, friend of the show? Love Mark Henry. No idea why that's trending. None at all.
I got to tell you, I don't know why Dark Chocolate is trending either, but I will say it's delicious.
I'm more of a milk chocolate guy, man.
I think there are times when dark chocolate has this. I agree. If I have to choose between the two, I'm going milk. But dark, every once in a while, it's just it's a different taste, and it's not a bad taste.
For some reason, dark chocolate started trending, and now it's just a huge fight on Twitter about which type of chocolate is best. So,
which is what Twitter's for.
Yeah, and really nothing else. And really nothing else. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for the show. We're back tomorrow. We've already given you our conference championship predictions, but, you know, a lot going on between now and tomorrow. We'll see if anything changes. And tomorrow, could the Panthers make the trade up to number one? I've been saying no the whole time, but there are now two big-time draft talkers saying they will. We'll break it down tomorrow on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Later, brother.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.